How's your body handling stress? Oh, I think it's doing pretty well. No, how is it? What does heart rate variability tell you? Well, how are you operating nutritionally? Oh, I think pretty good. No, what are your cellular nutrient dysfunctions? What are you deficient in? What are you missing? How's your fitness level? Oh, I think it's pretty good. No, what's your VO2 max number? Where is your body working and how efficient is it at transporting oxygen? If you don't know any of these numbers, you actually don't know how well you're doing.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And if you're new to the Own It Show, first off, welcome. I love it when people find us because at the end of the day, what do we want? We want to take ownership of our lives. We want to realize something different. We want to realize life on a different level. And this is a good place in which you can do that. And so you're going to find over 250 other shows in the past with both solo episodes like you're going to listen to today with myself or with amazing guests that are going to tell you about their journey from a life of pre-ownership to post-ownership and what that ultimately looks like and how their life is different, hopefully inspiring you to do some of the same. Today, we're diving into what do you need to do to optimize your home? Because Elise and I just moved into a new house, and I'm going to tell a little story here. We were so blessed to be able to find this home. We've been trying to find a home where we could settle in here in Miami. We could really, to be honest with you, just be. We love to host. We love to create breakthrough experiences for people. And doing it in an apartment is often hard. A condo, you don't have the amount of space. We've, ever since we met about 8 years ago, we've been doing the condo living thing between New York City and California and then down in South Florida. It's now finally time that we've moved into a property, a beautiful acre property here in Coral Gables, and we've been able to put some really amazing things in place. We've had over 1,000 people here. It's crazy to believe. We got here in December and we've had over 1,000 people just in terms of hosting people and having people here and just having transformational experiences. However, after we moved in, we knew that we inherited and purchased a little bit of a fixer-upper, something that needed a little bit of work. First in the yard, then the home, then we built a gym and a recovery center in the backyard, outdoor sauna, outdoor shower, cold plunge. But a thing that I should mention is that when we bought the home from a homeowner that had lived here for 37 years. His wife had passed away, and ultimately he was leaving because he had developed cancer. And that, first off, should be a tipping point or a red flag or a sign that we should look into some things. When we moved into the house, we started in the yard and we got this jungle of a yard really manicured to a level in which it was usable, in which it was landscaped, in which it started to look quite nice. In the backyard, we then brought in a shipping container, custom built it out so it had your red light, your hyperbaric, your full gym, open up doors on the front that opens up to a deck that you can do more work on, a little concrete pad in the back that's got a covering where we've got your airdyne, we've got your rower, we've got all the things. Beautiful shower, cold plunge, sauna, as I mentioned. And then we started on the inside. We painted the whole thing. We changed out all the lighting. We made sure that we got rid of all of the areas that just had bugs, all of the things that were going on. Well, what we started to notice, and I started to notice, was about a month after we'd moved in, my HRV was continually lower than it typically was. And at first I was like, hey, maybe it's just due to the stress of moving into a new home. But after a while, I noticed sleep quality. I noticed that HRV was about 15 to 20% depressed from where it was before we moved in. And I would have continued to probably stay in this experimental phase until when I started to go on the road traveling. And you guys know I've been on the road keynoting, speaking in a bunch of different cities in promotion of the Power of Ownership book coming out in April. But I really started to do that and lean in and wanted to figure out, hey, why is when I'm on the road, when I'm not in my bed, when I'm not at home with Elise, when I'm theoretically under more stress, seeing an increase in HRV and sleep quality? So it caused me to want to look into a few things. First thing I got was an EMF reader. If you don't know what an EMF reader is, it's an electromagnetic frequency reader. And what that looks at is the amount of electromagnetic frequencies present in a home. That can be from your electric box, that can be from your lights that you have on, it can be from your Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all the different things going on in the home. Well, when I had that EMF reader, we actually have a electric reading box outside that was put onto a Bluetooth wand reader. So the people don't have to come up, read the meter, write down what it is so they know what to charge you anymore. It's just a swipe of a wand. When I walked by that, it was about 80 times what a normal EMF number should be. So the first thing we did was we got that replaced. Made sure I got that replaced ASAP. Then as I walked through the house, I noticed that some of the lighting that was still reminiscent from the previous owner had about double the EMF readings in which it should have. So we replaced those lights. Then we started to test the water. We looked at the water, and if you've watched my Instagram stories, you'll see this. We tested the water, and this is the water, guys, that has a filter on it. This is the water that has a filter coming out of the fridge, and this is the water that we have been drinking for 6 weeks, and the previous owner was drinking for 37 years. When the water came out and we tested it, it had dangerous levels of chlorine and bromine. Now, if you're not familiar with chlorine and bromine are both toxic to human beings when they're taken in doses that we were getting from the water. And again, if you know me, I'm a 100-120 ounce water a day guy. I'm super diligent with my hydration. So we can see the issue that's potentially being posed here. So what I did immediately was I went online and got not only a Berkey filter, but also got something called a water drip filter and put them on both of the sinks as well as on the fridge. And as we did that, the moment we did that, here's the thing. The moment we did that, I retested the water. And the water's levels of chlorine, bromine, and even some of the iron, lead, and other numbers that were still okay in the unfiltered water were literally at zero. And so if we think about this concept for a second, this gentleman before, and there's more to this story, but the gentleman that was living here before was literally choosing not to look at any of these things, was choosing not to think about any of these things. And so when I talk about earning your illness or earning your health, this is what I'm talking about. Pulling your head out of the sand and becoming aware to what environment you are living in. If you heard about the four pillars and the eight foundational principles that I talk about in taking ownership of your health and being able to use data to drive decisions, data to determine direction, environment is a major one of these because every single one of us lives in an environment, your work environment, your office environment, your home environment, your car environment, your bed environment, your sleep environment. All of these things are environments that we spend time in. And if we're unaware as to what we're exposing ourselves to, you literally become a victim, but you're literally just at the mercy of where you're stepping into. And you become a victim of your inability to understand. And this is where I want people to really start to lean in. Because if I asked you, how was your sleep quality last night? You're like, oh, I think it was pretty good. No, how was it? Quantifiably, what does that look like? Hey, how's your body handling stress? Oh, I think it's doing pretty well. No, how is it? What does heart rate variability tell you? Well, how are you operating nutritionally? Oh, I think pretty good. No, what are your cellular nutrient dysfunctions? What are you deficient in? What are you missing? How's your fitness level? Oh, I think it's pretty good. No, what's your VO2 max number? Where is your body working and how efficient is it at transporting oxygen? If you don't know any of these numbers, you actually don't know how well you're doing. You don't know how well you are. You know my story where I was coming through the NHL. I was not feeling well. I had no idea what was going on. Every doctor told me I was healthy. Little did I know that the way I was acting, the way I was behaving, the things I was exposing myself to, the way I was eating, the way I was training, the way I was handling stress, the lack of sleep I was getting was ultimately creating a cancerous ulcer in my stomach and four cancerous polyps in my colon. Would not have seen my 35th birthday. And so when we think about this concept of just living and going by and not worrying about it, when Elise and I stepped in here and I knew there was something wrong, I knew something had changed as soon as we were here, it took action and getting the answers and understanding to be able to drive down the EMFs that we were being exposed to. Number two, getting a water filter that changed the type of water we were drinking was a big one. Number three, we got the house tested for mold. Thank God there was no mold. Number four, we ultimately took a look and there was bugs everywhere. Everywhere. This house had never been treated. There was cockroaches, there was worms, there was termite damage. All of these things that we had to get looked after. Because again, remember, when you have these things in your environment, there's toxins that they're releasing out into the air that you're breathing. So these are the things that you have to know. And as soon as we got all those bugs looked after, we got the house all cleaned up, making sure that it was something that was providing us with the best possible air that we could be breathing. We got air filtration systems put in the house. It is night and day. Lo and behold, 2 weeks later, after all of this stuff is done, HRV back up to where it's supposed to be. What for me is my baseline. Sleep quality back to 45-50%. Every single night. These are the things that we have to be aware of. And if you're not asking the questions, if you're not aware to them, if you're not understanding them, if you're not allowing data to be the alert system, you're simply earning your illness. And we've been given too much power internally. Our Creator has created us great, has done great things for what we ultimately are called to. We've been given so much power to not care about how we're operating. We've been given so many opportunities to serve, help, and improve people's lives, not to care about this. Because if you sit here and you say, oh, well, I don't have time, or, oh, I don't understand it, and you at your core say, I want to influence, I want to impact, and I want to help people, would you not help somebody if you were stronger? Would you not help somebody if you were smarter? Would you not help somebody if you were more intellectually sound? Would you not help somebody more if you were better slept? Would you not help somebody more if you had a greater capacity? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And so choosing to lean in on yourself, choosing to lean on your own development, choosing to lean in on what you need, choosing to lean in on these things, choosing to educate yourself, choosing to understand your body better, choosing to understand your data, choosing to invest in this area, is simply saying, I want to be better as a servant leader. I want to be better for everyone else. I want to be better so that I can serve at a higher level. That's what that means. That is what that means. And if you choose just to continue to keep going on as you are, what that also means and what that also says is that, hey, I just need enough to be good for me. I just need to be good enough for the time in which I'm spending on this earth, whatever that is. I don't need any more for anybody else. I just need enough for me. Not understanding is selfish. Not leaning in is selfish. Not knowing is selfish. Because there's people that need what you have. There's people that need your gifting. There's people that need your talents. There's people that need your treasure. But you won't be able to give it at the level in which you are required and which you are called to unless your health is great. Unless your health is great. And it starts by knowing your data, and it starts by knowing the environment that you live in. So if you don't know what your water quality is like and you don't get it tested, I suggest you better do that. If you don't know how the EMF readings are in your house, I suggest you probably go and do that. If you don't understand how your air quality is in your home, I suggest you probably go and do that. If you haven't gotten your home tested for mold, especially if you're living in humid climates like Florida, I highly suggest you go and do that. If you don't know your own sleep data, if you don't know your HRV data, if you don't know your VO2 max numbers, if you don't know your cellular efficiency, if you don't know your blood glucose numbers, I suggest you go and do that, because you're either earning your health or you're earning your illness. And your ability to know your data, your ability to know your information, the ability to have the data drive your decisions is ultimately you saying, I want to earn my health or I want to earn my illness, because your outcome is inevitable. The outcome is coming. It's just, which one do you want? Which one do you want to lean into? Which one do you want to take ownership of? And so as we lean into this, guys, I can't tell you how excited I am, because the house is operating at such a different level. We've got beautiful ambient lighting for nighttime to help optimize the way in which we sleep. We've got these air filters that have changed the game. We've got water filters that have changed the game. We've got different attention to detail in how we've now put our environment together, because we spend all of our time here. We spend probably 90% of our time in our home. And so how do we make sure that our home is equipped best for us? And so leaving here today, I hope this has started to turn some numbers for you, some crank your mind a little bit. And if you're like, hey, Justin, I've never tracked my HRV. I've never looked at cellular deficiencies. I don't know what HRV even means. I don't know what sleep quality is all about. I suggest you go to ownitcoaching.com. I suggest you reach out and you book a call with our team to figure out how we can best serve you, how we can best help you, how we can best open this up for you. But if you're wanting to take a step and just do it on your own, try and figure it out on your own, still go to ownitcoaching.com and sign up for one of the webinars, because that's where I start to dive in and go a lot deeper into it. Go back and listen to a lot of the other podcasts that I've done. I dive into what all these things are. But if you don't know, that's not anybody's fault other than yourself. If you don't understand, it's nobody's fault other than yourself, because you have the power to make a different choice. Make a choice to invest and learn. Make a choice to invest and empower. Make a choice to invest and equip yourself with the data and information necessary to not only protect you, but protect your family, protect your assets, protect your business, protect the people that you serve at the highest level. And the only way we do this is by understanding how our body's functioning. I asked over probably 100,000 people by now with all my keynotes, and I say, what is the most important thing to you? I get four answers. They say, my health, my faith, my family, and sometimes they break family into my kids and my spouse. I said, what if I took your health, your faith, your family, your kids, your spouse away from you? What would you give to get it back? I get two answers, everything and anything. So I want to pose this question to you. If you already have everything that you want, why would you not steward and manage it better? Why would you not want to know everything about your body so that you could ultimately spend the most time with your family, have the most intimate relationship with your faith, have the most purposeful and sustainable relationship with your family, here for the long term, a long life? Why would we not want that? Why would we not want to manage that better? But rather, just keep our head in the sand and hope that everything turns out okay. You're either hoping, guessing, copying, or complying. I want you guys to be customizing. Customizing things based on the data, the information that you know. And the better we can equip you, the better you can take ownership, and the better you can live a life that's different. We know success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.